Chapter 12. Once in France, I waited 3 days in a blind alley, among decaying trash, battling rats and ravaged, ravenous birds, for a certain man to walk past, as sooner or later he had to walk by that alley's mouth. I lived on stale bread and a foot-long sausage I'd carried in with me. It rained fitfully, and I collected what water I could for drinking. On the fourth day, near sunset, all my preparations began to gather into a single, sudden thrust, then instinctively, for reasons I still don't know, stopped, as the man for whom I'd waited stepped into sight. I crossed the border back into Germany that same night, and months later, far from there and assigned to matters wholly unrelated, discovered that our information had been, in one small detail, wrong. Had I pulled my target down that day, it would have proved a terrible mistake. Chapter 13. In many ways, of course, the clothing available to me determined my role, and though it filled only 2 smallish leather bags, I should now be able, with middling imagination and care, to graze at whatever social level I required. Cohen was something of a genius in that regard, author of 1 slim esoteric book, Dress, Code and Language, that brought him to the agency's attention. I often wonder if his fellow academics ever noticed he was gone and thought to question what might have happened to him. The car was an excellent choice as well, a mid-70s 240Z, in workabout condition that might just as easily be, considering my age, a leftover from college days, or a vintage piece in the throes of restoration. There were patches of primer, and the whole thing was an odd bluish gray that looked as much like under.